modern miracles. Okay, your grandmother and...
Grandmother and grandmother. Grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
They came here to Plant City from Hamilton County. Were married there by, and I can't think of the judge's name.
Mm-hmm.
That they were married in 1858 in Hamilton County.
1858?
Yeah, yeah. And moved here to Plant City. Which is what is known as the old Clemens place right over here on the, right there at Cornet.
Mm-hmm.
And raised a family there. That's where my mother was born, right there on that old place right there at Cornet.
Many years ago, wow.
Yeah.
1858.
1858 when they were married. My brother has the marriage license.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I called him and talked to him.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we keep kept some records.
What time did you usually get up, you know, to go out working on the farm?
On the farm? Why, we were out at 6 o'clock of the morning. And then we'd work until it got hot. Then we would go in.
Mm-hmm.
And have our lunch,
mm-hmm.
and rest a while, and when about the fall of the evening, what we used to call the fall of the evening, about 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd go back to work then, and work till camp, see no longer. No, most of it, if the weather wasn't too hot, it was from candle cane. I'll say it like that. As soon as you could see until you couldn't see. But as the weather got warmer and all, then we would work until it would really get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went in. Mm-hmm. Didn't go back out until... Unless we were pulling fodder. And if we were pulling fodder and it thundered, go get it. Regardless of what time of day it was.
Uh-huh.
Go get the fodder. And in those days, we had to pull fodder to feed the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know anything about saving hay much in those days, you know. There were no mowing machines. And I remember telling my father one time when we were pulling fodder that whenever I ever got to be a man of my own, I'd draw my knife on the fodder field. I wouldn't pull no fodder. And his answer was, you'll always have a lot full of old poor horses, too. So after I grew up, went out on my own, I had a beautiful crabgrass patch in my field after my crop was over with. And I got my neighbor over there to come mow that, and that was some of the finest hay that I ever saved. I gave Papa two big two-horse wagon loads and an uncle two-horse wagon loads. A good, well-cured hay. We had good luck, no rain at all, and it just cured out as pretty as you've ever seen.
Oh, wow. So, is there a name for those little piles of hay out in the field?
They use those mowers. We used to use, most of the time, what we used then was what we call a sickle blade.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those blades out there on the side, you know. But most of them, when they cut hay now, they use these bush hog mowers
to mow that.
And I like that hay better than I ever... It did, because if your grass was high, up like that, you had long shanks of grass in your bales and in your hay.